This is Ozarks at Large, KUAF and Ozarks. Welcome Timothy Dennis to the Ozarks at Large staff this week. He's helping us produce our daily program Monday through Friday at noon, and each weekend he'll begin delivering a week in review.
Recycling was a prevalent topic in Fayetteville early last week. Tuesday night, the Fayetteville City Council gave the city's solid waste division the go-ahead to pursue a $25,000 grant. If approved by the state, the grant would be used to expand the city's apartment recycling program. The way the program works is simple. The city drops off a large roll-off style recycling dumpster at an apartment complex. The bin remains at the complex throughout the day for residents to source separate their tin and aluminum cans, glass bottles, plastics, mixed paper, and cardboard. The next day, the city picks up the container. Brian Pugh is the city's waste reduction coordinator.
This type of arrangement allows for us to use those containers at multiple sites so we can get more apartment complexes participating in the program initially. And we would like to get to where we could leave these containers for a longer period of time eventually. Right now, we have two containers that we're using. We are about to receive three more containers that we actually got from a grant last year. And this grant for this year will be used for three more containers.
The money to start the apartment recycling program came from the state through the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District. Malin Rice, director of the Waste District, explains how the grant process works.
The grants are awarded to the Solid Waste Districts. Because the City of Fayetteville is a member of the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District, they are eligible for grant proceeds. They made an application, which has been approved at the district level by our board, and also that preliminary application, the funds will be released in late September, early October to the district, and then the city can purchase their equipment at that time.
Pugh says that there are currently five apartment complexes that are part of the program, which started last December. He also says that the program has been well received.
It's growing. We have a lot of apartment complexes that we've been talking to that we're trying to get them interested in participating. We also have some Energy Corps positions here in the city that have done education for us at the apartment complexes. So the awareness at the complexes that there is a service available for recycling is growing.
Although awareness and interest in the program has increased over the past 8 months, the program's success is not without its challenges.
The apartment complexes are very difficult in the respect of the turnover at the complexes. You always have new people moving in and new people moving out, and the educational aspect of keeping those people informed of that service and interested in participating is always a challenge. So working with the owners and managers and with our Energy Corps positions doing promotional activities at these complexes, it's key to making this program work.
Also on the recycling front, four meetings with bar and restaurant owners were held Monday and Tuesday on Dixon Street. Up for discussion was Fayetteville's glass recycling pilot program in the Dixon Street area. The Ripple Glass Company of Kansas City has partnered with the City of Fayetteville on the project. Other partners include the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District and the Washington County Office of Environmental Affairs. Eight bars in the Dixon Street area are part of the pilot program. And as with the apartment recycling program, Pugh says that education is the biggest challenge. But that's where the program partners can help.
They'll be helping us with getting funding for the educational aspect of, you know, posters and table tents that are positioned on tables in the restaurants, and coasters and decals and all kinds of neat stuff that we can use inside these restaurants and bars to promote the program, and even containers that can be used to collect the glass inside those businesses. And then our focus, of course, will be on collecting that glass from the outside at the dumpsters or smaller containers that we're still trying to pilot with and try to figure out what works best in our operations and how we can do that.
Ripple Glass takes the bottles collected from Fayetteville and the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District. The company then sells the recycled glass to Boulevard Brewing Company and the Owens Corning Insulation Company. Aside from the obvious benefit of diverting glass bottles from the landfill, Rice says that the program offers another benefit.
We're closing the loop in this deal, in the recycling loop. Owens Corning Fiberglass in October Well, they've determined how many tons of glass they picked up from the city of Fayetteville, as well as Boston Mountain Solid Waste District. And then they will make a return gift of rolls of fiberglass insulation to be used by 501c3 organizations such as Habitat for Humanity. So the big winner in recycling all those beverage bottles and wine bottles and things off this portion of Dixon Street will be that a portion of those will be recycled into fiberglass insulation, which very well could end up in a Habitat for Humanity home in Washington County.
Both Pew and Rice say there is no time frame for expanding the program. Pew says the goal is to eventually expand to the rest of Dixon Street, to other parts of the city, and then to other areas in the solid waste district. Pew says that the city is also working on a new solid waste and recycling resource management plan.
In this plan, it discusses such things as how our materials are collected, how they're processed, looking at different ways to collect materials and how best to do that. So if you're interested in that, the plan is actually posted online. But that is a draft version and has not been voted on by council, but the council will be looking at this and making decisions on how we are going to pick up our materials and how we're going to process it in the future and start allotting capital funds to work towards that.
The city's current recycling facility was built in 1996 around a source-separated recycling model. If the city decides to change to a single-stream system where cans, glass, paper, and cardboard are all mixed together, recycling participation would likely go up, but Pew says that construction of a new recycling facility would be necessary. For KUAF and Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
Again, Ozarks at Large welcomes Timothy Dennis. We'll be hearing from him each Sunday morning on Weekend Ozarks.